He ran on, in part, a campaign of immigration reform, President Obama did. But for much of his administration, nothing has been done on immigration reform until Arizona set the agenda with SB 1070. It's fair to say that Arizona fired a shot across the bow, and all of a sudden the federal government has taken notice on
it. And whatever you may think of Arizona's law, it has started the ball rolling on immigration reform again, restarted it.
And the president, speaking at American University last week in Washington on the 1st of July, suggested that now the initiative is going to be taken up by the federal government once again, but it was the Arizona law that was there in the speech.
I've instructed members of my administration to closely monitor the situation and examine the civil rights and other implications of this legislation. But if we continue to fail to act at a federal level, we will continue to see misguided efforts opening up around the country.
Misguided efforts opening up around the country? Is that the takeaway from the state of immigration reform in the United States right now? Certainly North Dakota has different issues as a border state than Arizona does, or California does, or even Florida does. What would be so wrong if the states did go it alone and develop their own unique immigration policies? Peter Schuck joins us. He's a professor at Yale Law School, the editor and author of a number of books on immigration. His most recent book is Understanding America, The Anatomy of an Exceptional Nation, co-edited by James Q. Wilson. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
So what would be so wrong if the states designed their own immigration policies based on the things that are most relevant to them and the federal government take the rest of it?
Well, the problem is that immigration policy is very much interrelated, so that it's hard to sort of separate out what would be relevant to uniform policy across the country and what could be safely left to the states. It's a kind of messy mixture.
But if we took citizenship explicitly out of the mix there for a moment and said that the federal government would determine the conditions for citizenship, what other responsibilities could states handle on their own that might make the debate easier in Washington?
One thing they could do is to have some role in deciding which kinds of immigrants they want to allow to come to their state. That is to say, whether they want to be family-oriented immigrants or skilled immigrants or what kinds of work categories they want the immigrants to possess. So I would suggest a kind of a regional system in which states could play a greater role in dividing up the federally mandated numbers in the annual quotas of immigrants who are invited to the U.S. That's something that they could certainly do. What becomes very complicated is when the states try to enforce immigration laws on their own. And according to the Constitution, they can't do that unless, and this is an important exception, unless the state laws are exactly like the federal laws.
Hmm.
And that's a very tricky matter to figure out.
Well,
exactly,
and that,
when they're the same. Clearly, they don't have to be the same words. But the policies can't be inconsistent, or else the Constitution will strike those state laws down.
And that's the complexity of SB 1070 in Arizona. It's attempting to enforce a federal law with local regulations. But in a sense, are you seeing, let's assume that it passes a constitutional test, and that's really a debate at this point. But if SB 1070 stands, are you seeing with the reaction from California, which is very much opposed to what Arizona has done, and the suspicion of other states around the country, that, okay, fine, immigrants maybe won't cross the border in Arizona, but maybe they'll find a warmer embrace in California and go there, and that the various sort of states' approaches will have a net zero effect on immigration from the South and from, say, the Caribbean?
Well, that's possible, but it's unlikely that that will be the case, that they will have no effect on federal guidelines or policies that have been adopted. So it's a dangerous road to go down. Again, unless the states limit themselves to those areas where the federal overlaps are not significant.
How could the federal government make it easy for itself? We've seen again and again that immigration reform is too big and unwieldy, involves way too many regional issues to actually make it through the Congress. How could the federal government get rid of some of the controversies by devolving them to the states and make it easier to come up with a rational reform on the central issues of immigration?
Well, I see no problem with, although many people do, I see no problem with the current law, which allows the federal government and the state governments to enter into agreements in which the local law enforcement are play a much more active role in enforcing the federal laws, so long as the state officials are well trained, they understand the federal law, there's good coordination between them, and that's what those agreements are supposed to ensure. I don't see any problem with that if the state wants to do that. If the state does not want to do it, of course, they're not going to do a good job of it, and they shouldn't be compelled to do it.
Do the states pay for lack of clarity on the part of the federal immigration policy, and should the federal government reimburse them as a penalty for inaction?
Absolutely. I think there is a law on the books, but it's never been properly funded, that requires the federal government to reimburse the states for certainly for prison costs that the states have to incur, but also I think that ought to be extended to education costs, to health care costs, to other to welfare costs. Although there's no conflict under existing law with regard to welfare.
Finally, here's a radical idea, Professor Peter Schuck. Is it possible to even consider? Can you envision, or is there even any precedent for this? A path to citizenship, a sort of conditional path to citizenship that involves a single state that might not be honored in other states, but could be, under certain circumstances, a way in the door that would be legal, that would satisfy certain state concerns about the kinds of workers or families that they want, and could make it more easy for the federal government to debate this responsibly.
Well, I don't think they could make it a path to citizenship. What they could do is to provide certain benefits and inducements to people to naturalize, to file a petition for naturalization with the federal government. So if that's what you're suggesting, I think that would be perfectly fine and indeed quite desirable.
Are these innovations able to go forward, or are they in a deep freeze as long as the federal government does nothing?
I think they're pretty much in a deep freeze. The federal government is struggling to put together a political response to this, which is extremely difficult to do at a time of recession. So I don't think states are likely to do this. Also, although the American people are very favorable to immigration, they're not at all tolerant of illegal immigration. And
Well,
I think some of the concerns that arise around the Arizona situation and other states are going to...
Well, it's a complicated, absolutely complicated debate. Peter Schuck, professor at Yale Law School, the editor and author of a number of books on immigration, talking about the states going it alone. Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.